Welcome to Opinionation Station, a podcast full of debates and hot takes. Please welcome your hosts, Annie, Morgan, and Jenna. It's time to speak up and spread the fire.
Welcome to the first episode of Opinionation Station. I'm Morgan.
I'm Annie.
I'm Jenna.
Today, we're going to be discussing our hot takes about food and fashion with special input from guest speakers at the end. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
All right, so for our first food hot take, what do we think about eating pickles from the jar?
I think it's kind of nasty.
I love eating pickles from the jar.
I also love eating pickles from the jar.
I think a pickle here and there is fine with, like, a sandwich. But, like, when it's just straight out the jar, it's just, like, that's too much pickle.
After I finish my homework, I'll go downstairs, grab my pickle jar, pull out a spear, and eat it. It's like a late-night snack.
You're not a real pickle eater if you're not pulling out multiple spears.
That's true.
You can eat one pickle, but, like, you can eat when it gets to multiple, then it's just too much.
Do we like dill pickles?
Dill. Bread and butter is a crime. It's a crime. A crime.
We hate it. All right. I think we're pretty much agreed, next. Except for Jenna. Olives. Just olives in general.
Olives are good.
I only like black olives.
What? I hate all olives. Every time I get a Greek salad, there will be like 8 olives left on the plate and nothing else.
Green olives are definitely better.
No.
But I can force myself to eat a black olive.
I used to literally eat black olives from the can. Like, my friend would bring them to swim meets, and that was our snack.
All right. Ketchup.
I could force myself to eat ketchup, but there's so many other options.
Chicken nuggets.
What do you go to?
Ranch or honey mustard. Honey mustard's my go-to. Ranch if it's there. And then ketchup as a final.
Annie?
One thing about ketchup that does gross me out is when you don't shake the bottle and you squeeze it and it's like the
liquid.
The splatter and the liquid.
Yes.
I can't deal with that.
I don't like that at all.
However, I do love ketchup.
I believe that ketchup should be mostly on, like, nuggets and fries and stuff. But if we're going to be honest, I will dip, like, good steak in ketchup.
Ooh.
I think it tastes good.
That's a hot
take. I think it tastes good.
I feel like that's kind of disrespectful to the steak.
I agree.
I agree. It's not like I would ever go to a nice restaurant and ask them for ketchup. But, like, if I'm at my house and there happens to be a little ketchup around.
But there's so many good steak sauces.
Yeah, but like, let's say I don't have a steak sauce on hand.
Yeah.
I also do that. You put a little thing ketchup, a little thing A1 next to each other.
Oh.
I don't know.
That's controversial.
I'll have to try that.
Pineapple on pizza.
No.
Delicious.
I love it.
No!
It's so good!
It gives a nice sweet
It's the perfect
flavor.
Sweet to the salty.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so good.
Okay, I see what you're saying, the contrasting flavors, how they balance each other out. However, warm fruit is disgusting unless it's in a pie.
Warm fruit is always bad, except for pineapple, because it just isn't the same as, like, a berry. It breaks down. It's not a berry where it's like, oh, this is revolting. It's pineapple, and it just kind of, like, is there, and it's, like, tangy.
Yeah, and it's not too overpowering when on a pizza.
Exactly. It doesn't really taste like pineapple anymore. It just tastes like heaven. Do you like Hawaiian pizza?
No, because it's pineapple and ham.
I hate ham with a passion.
Pineapple pizza is better than pineapple and ham pizza.
Every time I get Hawaiian pizza, I take the ham off, and then it becomes pineapple pizza. And everyone's happy, except for Annie. All right, next one. Oatmeal raisin is better than chocolate chip.
I wouldn't say it's better than chocolate chip, but I think it's still good.
Yeah.
I would agree with that. Oats have really grown on me in the past couple years, and I used to be grossed out by them just because there were oats in them, but now I like oats and oatmeal, so it's like... And also, I like raisins. Some people are raisin haters.
I will not snack on raisins.
Diet versus regular soda.
Regular.
Diet.
Regular.
What is your favorite diet soda?
Diet Coke. I'll choose Diet Pepsi over Pepsi and Diet Coke over Coke.
See, my favorite soda is Coke. And I will never choose Diet Coke over regular Coke. But I also think that whichever one you grew up drinking more of,
yeah,
Yes.
You think that that's the like correct flavor. Mm-hmm. So then drinking the other one is weird.
I feel like that's true for all sodas in every household. Like in my household, we only ever had Coke. So mm-hmm. I only drink Coke. Yeah. We didn't have like Mountain Dew or like Sprite on hand. So I only drink, we didn't have Pepsi either. So it's like I only drink Coke. If you only grew up drinking like Sprite, you're going to think Sprite is fantastic.
Yeah.
So it's,
that was deep.
That was deep. Also, I hate Diet Coke. I think that diet, like, juices, like, sugar-free juices are better.
I don't know if I've ever had a sugar-free juice.
Like, you know, like, the vitamin waters?
Oh, those are delicious. Yeah.
The sugar-free ones are better, in my opinion. Yeah. Next one. Plain chips are superior.
No. There's so many good flavors.
I think they are. I think that as a like, broad statement, if you're gonna, like, do some like statistics, some averaging it out, the plain ones are going to be better than the flavored ones more often than the flavored ones will be better than the regular ones. I'm not saying that that's always the case, but in general, plain ones are better.
Okay. You know I love a good ruffle.
I know you do.
I love a good ruffle. I really ruffle. Do.
And what is that? The definition of an original chip.
However, Garden Salsa Sun Chips are maybe my favorite food. They are delicious.
Okay.
And the plain Sun Chips don't come anywhere close.
And the wave in the chip, like, everything about them is just perfect.
Okay, so let's say, what are the biggest chip brands? Probably Lay's one.
Lay's, Utz.
All right.
And what about tortilla chips,
Let's start with Lay's, Utz, and tortilla chips. Lay's, you cannot tell me that a barbecue Lay's chip is going to be anywhere near the original yellow bag potato chip.
Yeah, well.
No, it will not.
Okay, salt and vinegar, though.
Salt and vinegar is killer.
Salt and vinegar, you cannot eat a lot of because your mouth will start to decompose. Can. Original, you can eat till your heart's content. Tortilla chips, how would you feel?
But maybe that's a good thing. Maybe you don't want to eat too many chips.
I love me a good hint of lime. Yeah. Tostito. That's I'm not true. Gonna lie.
Always over the regular.
But you need the original to appreciate the hint of lime.
Okay. I see where you're coming from, but nothing will ever beat a Garden Salsa.
I just don't like Sun Chips.
The fun in chips comes from adding the flavors.
I disagree. Every time I eat a flavored chip, I'm disappointed.
Every time.
Moving on.
Unless it's Garden Salsa Sun Chips.
Alright, carrot cake.
Delicious.
Yes.
No.
I think there's just, it's just the best
cake.
The
only redeeming quality is the cream cheese frosting. Yeah. But you can also find cream cheese frosting on a red velvet cake, but which I love.
Okay, wait.
So the point is, you have the cream cheese that's super, it's like sweet and cheesy almost, but then there's
the earthy carrots
that balances everything out.
Red velvet cake is just plain cake with cream cheese frosting.
So it's just kind of awkward.
However, carrot cake just brings this other flavor of to dirt. The forefront of
your
tongue.
Yeah, it brings
tongue.
The flavor of dirt and disgust.
No.
Alright. White carrots. Ravioli.
Ravioli. Ravioli is one of my top 10 foods.
It's good, but it's not in my top 50.
It's so good. But Morgan, I would love to hear your traumatic ravioli story.
I have a very traumatic story. Now, from the ages of 0 to maybe 10, I was a ravioli lover, just like Annie. But something changed. So, when I was 10 years old, I had food poisoning, and that caused my stomach to be upset. On this night, my parents decided to make ravioli for dinner for little me to make my stomach feel better, but it did not make my stomach feel better. So, I was sitting at the dinner table, very sick, eating my ravioli, and the next thing I know, my ravioli is on the table in front of me because I threw it up. I looked at the ravioli in the puke, and a switch just flipped in my brain, and I have not eaten ravioli since then.
Do you reminisce on your ravioli days?
I really do, and I would really like to eat them again, but I don't think it's gonna happen for me.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
Thank you. Baked beans.
Baked beans are good.
No, they're not.
Depending on what you eat them with. Hot dogs and burgers go great with baked beans. Mm. But that's about it.
Maybe, like, when you go to Mission Barbecue and get some brisket and some baked beans.
Ooh.
That's okay. But then, like, A hot dog with, like, ketchup on it and then baked beans on the side. It's just too much.
I don't like beans to begin with. So I think baked beans are, like, Satan. We'll be back in a few minutes to let you guys hear some of our opinions on fashion and beauty hot takes.
Let's cool off for a second with a trivia break. Here is our food question. On average, how many pounds of pickles does the average American consume in a year? A, 4 pounds of pickles. B, 9 pounds. C, 16 pounds. Or D, 27 pounds. Ponder your answer. The answer is B, 9 pounds. That's crazy. Now, time for our fashion segment.
All right, guys, we're back with our fashion and beauty hot takes. Starting off with a good one, midi dresses.
Not attractive.
I think that if you're wearing a midi dress, you should be either on a vacation at like a nice dinner or a wedding.
I agree with that. The only time I have ever worn a midi dress was to my brother's graduation. And that's... I think that that was an appropriate event. I also think that if you were wearing a midi dress, there has to be a slit in it so you can see your leg. Otherwise, it just looks stupid.
I think just like a shorter dress above the knee just looks better and it's more flattering. But I agree, if you're going to wear one at all, it has to have a slit in.
Socks and sandals.
No.
All right.
Not cute.
I think socks and sandals are only okay if it's after a sports practice.
Or at the airport.
If you are changing out of your cleats or your basketball shoes, it's perfectly fine to slip on a pair of Birkenstocks. However...
any other time? No.
If you're walking around in public wearing Birkenstocks and socks... something's wrong.
The only time that you should be wearing that is when I can visibly tell you have come from a workout or a sports practice. You are sweaty, you're wearing a penny, you are in some kind of athletic gear. So the world knows that you did not do this on purpose.
If you're at the airport and you're wearing sandals and no socks,
yeah,
that is much worse.
That's a crime.
You knew before you walked in that you were going to have to step on that floor during TSA pre-check. All right, glad to see we agree. Leather pants.
Okay.
Not attractive.
I think...
I'd like to go last on this one.
I think leather pants are cute. I don't own any, but I would buy them.
I think they could be cute if you can pull them off, but they look uncomfortable, and therefore when you look at them, you're kind of just like, oh.
I would like to speak on this. I have 3 pairs of leather pants. Every time I wear them, it is the fattest ego boost I have ever received or probably ever will receive. I get compliments from every single person I walk past. Everyone likes them. Everyone says they look good. My head swells to 10 times its normal size because everyone I walk past gives me a compliment and therefore I wear them all the time.
Awesome.
Next one, acrylic nails.
I think fake nails are just weird nails. It's an inconvenience. They break down your nails. They don't look awful. They look fine. It's just the convenience of them is just not practical.
I have never had fake nails. Mostly because I'm scared of them.
Yeah.
Because I'm scared of the pain if one breaks. I'm also scared of the damage it'll do to my nails.
As someone who's wearing acrylic nails right now, I agree that they're very unfunctional. Every time I go to write, to type on my computer, I'm annoyed. Every time I take them off and I go type on my computer, I think, why did I ever have nails in the first place? I do think they look good. They keep me from picking at my nails, and they also make noises, which I like. They definitely break your nails down. They definitely cause more problems than they solve, but they're very pretty.
All right.
All right, solid. Skinny jeans. It's going to be a hard no.
I feel like there is a time and a place, but most times, no. But, like, if you can pull them off with a good, like, top or something, like, I can respect it.
I kind of agree with Jenna, where I personally would not opt for a pair of skinny jeans. However, if, like, you're, like, a 30-year-old second grade teacher,
yeah,
you know, and it's a casual day, I wouldn't be surprised if you're wearing skinny jeans. And that's okay.
I wouldn't be surprised. I also think it's okay, but I also think you can do so much better. All right, so for the next one, we have jewelry on men.
I think, I don't know, it could be attractive, but it depends on how much. Like, maybe, like, a few rings, but I don't know. It can't be too girly.
I just think that it depends on the person.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't look like the type of boy that could wear jewelry, then it's just not gonna look good on you.
Yeah, I like, it's okay to wear, like, a chain or, like, rings. But, like, I don't like it when boys have pierced ears.
I agree.
I don't.
It's really not cute.
It looks
cute.
Bad.
Especially with dangly earrings.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Like those, like, cross
earrings,
or even, you know?
like, I knew a kid who wore, like, diamond studs.
Yeah.
I was like, don't do that.
Yeah, no.
He also had a perm, so. And he was a fake blonde, so. He's kind of a mix.
Yeah.
All right.
Next one.
Wearing sneakers at homecoming.
Absolutely not.
No. It's a nice, formal thing. Don't wear tennis shoes.
It's gonna be a hard no. You can be 35 and it will transform you into a 13-year-old girl.
One of the things that really bothers me is when, like, a girl will go with a guy and they will wear matching,
yeah,
like,
Vans.
Jordans.
Oh.
That's
I was
just
gonna
weird.
Say, yeah, no.
Like, or Vans. I've seen that.
It's
matching
just,
anything. It's really
like
cringy.
If you match, like,
colors,
it's fine.
Oh, wait, almost like you're supposed to do that, but sneakers. No.
Like, I've seen so many people, like, a girl will wear, like, a black dress, the boy will wear black, and then
they're wearing, like,
and then they're wearing
teal Vans.
Yeah, or they're
like,
wearing,
please,
like,
don't do that.
They're wearing those, like, light blue, like, Dunks.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then the boy's tie is, like, light blue.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it.
Like,
so, like, just don't.
Great. Good for you that you have Dunks. Homecoming is not the time.
Yeah, you're
like,
not
if you wanna
home.
If you wanna wear a black dress with, like, pink heels and the boy wears a pink tie,
mm-hmm,
perfect.
Amazing.
No sneakers.
No sneakers. None of them at all.
It just, like, throws off the whole thing.
Yeah.
I
wear
don't know.
Your Dunks the next day.
Exactly.
When you are not at a dance.
Exactly. Oh, also, if you wanna, like, wear sneakers during the actual dance.
That's a very good idea because I think everyone here lost toenails.
Yes.
Yeah, like, that makes sense. But if you're wearing the sneakers for pictures,
and then you, like, post those pictures on your Instagram?
No.
Absolutely not. Uggs.
Personally, I love Uggs.
I think it depends on the Ugg. Like, the long ones that, like, come up to the middle of your shin or, like,
I
don't know.
I don't like those.
I don't really like them. Like, the short, like, slippers are fun.
I also don't enjoy the Uggs that have, like, the ribbons on the back.
No.
Like, lace up.
I definitely had some
I
of those.
I don't enjoy those.
But
I do like the slippers and I do like the small ones. Like, the shorts.
Yeah. I also, I don't know. I feel like you shouldn't wear them to many things, though.
All right, next one. Wearing fake glasses.
I think it could be cute.
I don't think people should do it.
It could be... Okay, I understand wearing, like, blue light glasses, but
when
if
you're
not
at home in your bed looking at your computer.
Yeah, if you're not, like, looking at a screen, you shouldn't be wearing blue light glasses.
I agree.
Also, like, just plain fake glasses, like, with no blue
yeah.
light, no prescription... Like, that's just, like, weird.
That's what I mean. Like, some people are like, oh, like, these glasses are, like, an accessory today. Like, no, they're not. Buy a purse.
Buy some sunglasses.
Buy some nice earrings. You do not need plain glasses without lenses in them to level up your fit. It's different if, like, you are, like, nearsighted or something and you, like, put your glasses on and you take them off and blah, 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 blah. If you have 20/20 vision, do not buy glasses. All right, next one. Backwards hats on men.
No.
Yes.
Sometimes.
I feel like it could be cute on the occasion, but it's just, I don't know, it's an occasion thing, like.
I think that if you put your hat forwards or backwards, like, on top of your fluffy hair, that's gonna be a hard no. And when it's backwards, it's 10 times worse.
Like, put your hat on fully. I know.
Like, why is it just resting on top? That's not, it's not cute. But I think that it can be cute on occasion if you have good hair.
I mean, yeah. I think some boys can pull it off, but, like,
the vast majority of boys cannot. But if you have good hair, anything is possible. All right, well.
That concludes the fashion section.
We'll be back in a few minutes with new opinions from our special guests.
Let's cool down with a trivia break. Here is our fashion question. In what year did jeans originate? A. 1873. B. 1895. C. 1912. Or D. 1957. Answer was A, 1873. Up next is some special guest opinions.
All right, so back to the food segment. We're here with our first interviewee, Chris Todorov. Chris, what is your opinion on the hot take that plain chips are superior to flavored chips?
I disagree with that take. Flavor is enjoyable.
What types of flavor?
Cheese. I mean, other flavors like sour cream and onion.
Thank you.
All right, we're here with our second guest, Isabella. Isabella, what is your opinion on the hot take that plain chips are superior to flavored chips?
I prefer flavored chips. I love myself a dill pickle chip, so I'm on the flavored chip side.
Anything else to add?
I mean, plain chips are good on sandwiches only.
Thank you for your hot take, Isabella. We're here with our next guest, Miss Beebe. Miss Beebe, what is your opinion on the hot take that plain chips are superior to flavored chips?
I think plain chips are superior because it's always a go-to. It's always going to be a win. It doesn't matter the flavor. They're plain. They're awesome.
Thank you for your opinion. We're here with our announcer, Miss Karan. Miss Karan, what is your opinion on eating pickles straight from the jar?
Well, considering pickles are cucumbers just terrified in some sort of solution, I don't eat them. So don't touch them, don't eat them, leave them in the jar, leave them on the shelf, leave them at Walmart. The end.
Okay. Thank you for your opinion. All right, we're here with Mr. Grasso. Mr. Grasso, what is your opinion on pineapple on pizza?
Absolutely not. Never, not in a million years, no way. Pizza's pizza, pineapple's pineapple.
Anything to add?
I think it was clear. No pineapple anywhere near my pizza.
Thank you for your opinion. All right, we're here with our next guest, Miss Evans. Miss Evans, what is your opinion on pineapple on pizza?
So I'm not really a fan of the pineapple on the pizza. I don't really care for sweets to mix with my savory. The other thing that I find kind of off-putting is that the acid from the pineapple doesn't mix well with the cheese. And so from an appearance, it's not good.
Thank you for your time. We're here with our next guest, Ryan Lennox. Ryan, what is your opinion on baked beans?
Sadly, I don't really eat them very often because I have a pretty bad stomach and they don't rest too well with me.
Thank you.
I'm here with our special guest, Jack Gardner. What are your opinions on wearing sneakers at homecoming?
I think it's hot. I'm just like, I don't know. Elaborate? I don't know. I think it's just a good look, you know? I like a good pair of sneakers, you know? Show the price, expensiveness. Love it. And especially when they match with the date. We love that.
What types of sneakers do
what
you
types?
Like?
Ooh. Some Jordans. Some Jordan 4s, maybe. Definitely low dunks. Low dunks.
What are your opinions on wearing Vans at homecoming?
Another very good fashion choice.
Well,
that was an interesting opinion for sure.
Thank you for your hot take, Jack.
You're welcome.
I'm here with Mrs. G, our second special guest. Miss G,
What is your opinion on wearing sneakers at homecoming?
Sneakers at homecoming, like with a dress?
Yes.
Yeah.
Coming from the wedding industry, I have seen a lot of like bold fashion choices, and I always appreciate when people like get out of their heels and want to get into something more comfortable. Like at my wedding, immediately after like the ceremony, I went straight into my sandals. So I feel like comfort has, and like athleisure has been becoming more of like a fashion trend with that, which I really appreciate. But I feel like at the end of the day, fashion is self-expression. And so people being comfortable with themselves and wanting to create that vibe, I think is really awesome. And I feel like maybe like the standard traditions that everyone's been doing, we should come up with things that make us happy. So absolutely go for it. Be comfortable. Because okay. When you're more comfortable, you're more yourself. And when you're more yourself, you're more authentic. And then you're more free. So I mean, absolutely go for it.
Okay. Thank you for your hot take. We're here with our third special guest, Miss Nally. Miss Nally, what is your opinion on wearing matching sneakers at homecoming?
I think it's a good idea because then you only need one pair of shoes for the dance rather than having to go buy a pair of heels for your dress and then having sneakers. This way you just start off comfortable and you can have a good time and not have to worry about hurt feet.
Do you think it looks better?
I don't know if it looks better, but I think it looks really cute. I like it. I don't mind sneakers with dresses.
Thank you for your hot take.
Thank you all so much for listening to the first episode of Opinionation Station. Be sure to tune back in next week for more hot takes.